on all my pews filled, and you can come in here and do anything, and you can come in and do work, worship the Lord any kind of way. But my Bible, when I read my Bible, the Bible says it's holiness or hell. Can the church say amen? A lot of people come to church, they don't want to be rebuked anymore. I don't want you to rebuke me. But the Bible, again, I look at my Bible, the reason I continue to rebuke, because the Bible, my Bible tells me that rebuke is better than secret love. I want you to know I secretly love you. That's why I'm a watchman for your soul. That's why when you give me a salary every month, I am, if I don't do my job, not only am I not doing my job as far as your soul, but God's going to whip me. See, we don't understand that. I just don't understand why Bishop is always, he's just always rebuking. He always, he just don't look like he know nothing but rebuke messages. He don't know how to tell right about we all going to fly away, but we ain't going to fly away unless we begin to get holy. That's what I'm trying to tell you tonight. Unless we become holy, because the Bible said the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is the same one you're going to have to get you off of this ground. You're going to have to be holy to the bone. You can't dip and dab and come up here hot singing, want to sing it in the choir, saying, I'll fly away. You can't fly away. Holy Ghost. Can the church say amen? I don't know. I know you don't like this. I know you didn't want to hear this tonight. Bishop, why you preach all this without front of all these guests? Shaming us like we all full of sin. I didn't say you was full of sin. If you're convicted, you need to come to the altar in a few minutes, because we're going to have an altar call. You need to do like Elder Hall said. He was told he was a sinner. He needed the Holy Ghost. He came to the altar to get it. I believe they got some water up there, that baptistry. Is that right? Turn that light on. Yeah, the water's drawn. You know, it's not no problem about where you've been and what you've been doing. You see, Paul is one of the greatest characters I can see. But you saw tonight that he said he's a prisoner. I, the prisoner of Jesus Christ. Well, Bishop Marbury Field was the same way. I was something else in the world. But right now, I am a prisoner. I can't do nothing. I can't go out there and drink no old liquor like I used to do. Because the man that got me prisoner won't allow me to drink it. He done told me I cannot drink. I can't go fornicate no more. And God knows I used to do it. But that word and that Holy Ghost in me, I am a prisoner. I can't do that no more. I heard somebody say, I could have been in the NCO club. I used to be there too. Amen. Out there making a fool out of myself. Met Mother Marbury. She out there, come on, honey. I'm out there. I always had two left feet and wasn't doing nothing but making a fool out of myself. Them old young guys, go pop. And pop just trying to go. But now I want somebody to say, go, Bishop, go. Go preach the word of God. Go, Bishop, go preach the word to us. Go, Bishop, continue to lead us. Go, Bishop, go, Bishop. And what I'm trying to do, I want you to follow me as I go follow Christ. Because we are prisoners tonight. How many want to be a prisoner tonight? Give God a hand clap tonight. But it's time out for seeing how much we can get over. See, the church folks today likes to come in, put a little something in the envelope. You heard what I said, put a little something. Don't put the 10%, but put a little something in the tithing envelope. And the word tithe means 10. And Jesus said, will a man rob God? I don't think he liked robbers too much. Because two thieves, they didn't like it in the old days. The law didn't like it. I think you go down to the jailhouse, you'll see plenty of them in there. Two of them was on each side of Jesus. Robbers. They crucified them. And as we read tonight, Jesus was numbered with those two transgressors. But Jesus became sin. The word says it was a sin for a man to be hung. And Jesus became sin so that we might have a right to that tree of life. Do you hear what we're saying here tonight? The man that had no sin became sin because a scripture in the Bible said he was a sinner because he hung. Do you hear what we said? That was the only sin. And he committed that one for you. He committed that one for old Bishop, old drunk Bishop Marbury. The man that used to sit and drink Jim Beam and Jack Daniel. And those suicide demons was all over him trying to say, go ahead and drink some more. You ought to kill yourself. You ought to be miserable. You know you're miserable. And some of you out there, somebody in this church right now is miserable. You tossed to and fro. The devil's been meditating to you. Been talking to you, telling you need to go ahead and just call it quits. I don't know which way you want. He's been trying to get you, whether he's trying to get you to cut yourself, kill yourself, overdose. But God, I want to tell you that God don't want you to do that. The Bible says, thou shall not kill. Do you hear what I say? That means don't even kill your mama, don't kill yourself. God says, thou shall not do that. Do you hear what we're saying? You say, well, Bishop, what is the answer? What can I do about it? I'm not going to be here before you long tonight. Not going to be here long before you, but God wants to do something tonight to you. Praise God. Now, you know the Bible tells us again that we ought to do our first works over. You know, Paul was on the other side. The Bible says, Paul, when the saints of God began to manifest himself, you can be seated. And he gave Peter the keys to the kingdom of God. One day Jesus was walking along with his disciples, and Jesus had a way of doing business that's being led by the Spirit. He asked the disciples, "Who do you folks say that who do people say I am?" And they had all types of answers. But he didn't turn around and say, well, who do y'all think I am? And that same thing here with your preacher that's preaching here tonight. Even the word of God says, get to know them that has the rule over you. And I always told you that if you suspected me or want to check me out, the word has told you to check me out. And if I catch you in my windows at night peeping in, I'm going to just say, hey, how you doing? Come on in. Get a better view if you come on in the inside than you will through the windows. Because the word told you to check me out. So come on through there and look in there. And I said, well, come on in. Get you a better view. Go in there and look in the closet and see if I got something hidden in there. If you're seeing a Jim Beam in the closet right now. Go out there when you see me downtown. If you see me going into the motel, go in there and see if I'm on the register. I was in the motel today, but I wasn't in there with no woman. I was in there with the woman, but I was also in there with her husband. You see, so if you see me go in the motel, just come on in there. Don't go back and tell a lie. I saw Bishop going in there. Didn't see Brother Hall, but I saw him going in there with a woman. But you saw tonight in the Word. He said they're going to lie on you. Didn't we still read that tonight? That they're going to lie on you. But let them be the liar. But don't let them tell the truth on you that you was in the motel. All right now. But we're here tonight, and God's leading me this way tonight. The Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory. Some of us need something, because I have seen the enemy in this church. And I have seen him bouncing here and there. And it would bother y'all. The Lord has even touched me to go down in Jesus' name tonight. And I'm not ashamed. You know the reason I'm going down, not that I know of any sin, but if there be some. Do y'all hear what I'm saying here tonight? If there be some. I'm going to do, it's okay to do my first works over there. But because you see, when Paul, he was on the other side. When the God's people began to manifest themselves in the miracle signs and wonders, and that's what we're trying to tell you. Peter opened that door. When Peter asked that question. He said, I know who you are. You are that Christ. You are that man in Isaiah 7:14. You are God now manifested in the flesh. You are that man that God in Isaiah 9:6 say you're the Son and you are the Father. So you know, Jesus is a rewarder of them that have a way that wants to serve him and wants to preach this word. God wants somebody right here. He wants to raise you higher. You might want to come up tonight and get your anointing. You might want to come and get that special blessing tonight. Because God wants to bless somebody here. He wants to take somebody higher here tonight. And Jesus told Peter that day, he says, son, Peter Barjonas, he said, you know what? I see something in you. You got something here these other guys ain't got. He said, first of all, what you just told me about who I am. See, he said, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to him. See, you got a little discernment. You got a little Holy Ghost on you already. And he said, you know what? I believe you're going to be a good worker for me. And he said, for you coming that way today with me, I see something in you. See, God sees something in every one of y'all today. Something that you don't see right now. God sees some hope. He sees a blessing that he could use you right now. And that day he told Peter, he said, Peter Barjonas, he says, I'm going to give you the keys to open up my kingdom for me. Do you hear what we're saying here? And that day, on that day of Pentecost, when that Holy Ghost came, Peter then opened up the keys, the kingdom to mankind. Which he told them that you got to be born again of the water and you got to be born again of the Spirit. In other words, you got to go back down. You got to go down in Jesus' name. And that's what Peter preached.
You know, I feel like going.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our bishop's message today and were truly blessed. Please join us each Sunday at the same time or visit us for worship in Leesville, Louisiana. Our Bible study is Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Our worship service is Friday at 7:30 p.m. Our Sabbath school is Saturday at 10 a.m. and Sabbath service Saturday at 1 p.m. Our phone number is 337-238-0314, or you can visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our general overseer and founders, Bishop Albert Mulberry and Annie Mulberry. Come worship with God's great body of people and be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again the same time. Next week.
KAYT 88.1 FM. 70,000 watts of gospel power. Beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street at the intersection of Nona and Verone.